Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, God. Come on, let's enter in. Come on, church. Let's give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just lift your hands up and just thank Him right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, we come to give You our honor, praise, and glory and all the admiration, Father God. We just want to say thank You. Hallelujah to Your name, Lord. My Lord, my God. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall boast, hallelujah, is boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear it and be glad, amen. Hallelujah, oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt His holy name together. Amen. My Lord, my God, we thank You. For the Bible says in Psalm 34, I sought the Lord and He heard me. Amen. And delivered me from all my fears. They looked to Him and were radiant. And their faces were not ashamed. Hallelujah. This poor man cried out and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamped all around those who fear Him and delivered them. Amen. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Bless is the man who trusts in Him. Oh, give the Lord you His faith. There is no one to those who fear Him. The young lion lacks and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank You this morning, for the Bible says the righteous cry out and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is there to those who have a broken heart and those, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, the same Son of Heaven, the Christ Spirit. Oh Lord, we come crying out this morning, not just for ourselves, oh Lord. We come crying out for those of Israel, oh God, in need of You right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, overturn the wicked ones right now, that we, Your children, may live in peace in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come this morning seeking these first, Your kingdom and all Your righteousness. Lord, we come, oh God, that we may be changed. Lord, we come humbling ourselves, oh God, in Your mighty hand, that we may be delivered and forgiven from all that's not of You, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, and we just want to say thank You. We come offering up a praise of thanksgiving this morning, oh God, for it is You who have kept us, oh God, and not ourselves. And we just want to say thank You, oh God. It is You that have given Your angels charge over us, oh God. These we dash our foot against the stone in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say hallelujah to Your name, God, and how much we love You. We thank You, oh God, that You loved us so much that You sent Your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, to save us. And we thank You, Lord Jesus, for Your shed blood that covers us and protects us, that redeems us, that sanctifies us, that makes all things new, that heals us, oh God. We just want to say thank You, Lord. Oh, Lord, we bless Your name. Hallelujah. We can't thank You enough this morning, but yet and still we thank Him. Have Your head not been for You, Father God, on our side? Where will we be this day and even in this hour? Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank You, Lord God, that You're with us, oh God, that You'll never leave us or forsake us, that we can declare and declare right now victory over every situation concerning us. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank You, thank You, thank You. As we enter in with our faith this morning, oh God, help us with our unbelief. In the name of Jesus Christ, so that we can receive, oh God, the miracle that's already working in us, oh God, that we understand and know we have the resurrection power working on the inside, and that we overcome all things of this world because Jesus Christ overcame the world. So we too can decree and declare that we overcome it because we have Christ on the inside and working it all out. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare, devil, You are defeated. So, amen. You already been defeated. Hallelujah. We decree and declare, we would not in the evil one, any way in our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, help us to hear from You this day. Unstop our ears, oh God. Remove every spiritual deafness. Remove every spiritual numbness. Remove every spiritual blindness. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, remove every spiritual ignorance, oh God. Hallelujah to Your name, God. And we decree and declare deliverance from every stronghold. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank You because You have given us the power and authority that we can decree a thing and it shall be established in this earth. That we decree and declare victory in the name of Jesus Christ, healing on this line, breakthrough in our finances, breakthrough in our marriages, breakthrough in our ministries, breakthrough in the life of our children, breakthrough in the life of our mothers, breakthrough in the life of our fathers. Lord, we just want to say thank You. We thank You for breakthrough, for You are the breaker that goes before us, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank You. Hallelujah to Your name, God.
now. Oh, Lord, we give it all over to you. Withholding nothing what that belongs to you. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, do a new thing in us, oh, God. We come to be changed this morning. Lord, we don't come to be the same, oh, God. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Before we leave this night today, that change will take root. Take over in the name of Jesus Christ. Get all will see and know that we are your children. We've been sent by you in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, that your glory be seen on each of us that's in this service on today, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help us, oh, God, to understand and know the plan that you have for us. It's to give us an expected end, a hope in the future. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord, help us to understand that we are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that we do not operate in darkness. For the Bible says, but there is light. Darkness cannot comprehend. We declare the fact that we are that light. In the name of Jesus Christ, right now, God, move by here, God, just in the right way, oh, God. Lord, we need a raven word, oh, Lord, for the life of your children, that they will turn around, oh, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, help us hope today. Let us take the fear that you will feel good. It's you, oh, God, that sits on the throne. We thank you for Jesus, who has keeping us in a seat in the right hand of the Father, that our prayers will not be denied. They will not be exiled, but they will send into the supernatural. So we thank you for answering prayers on today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare with all faith that our situations turn around for the good. Lord, we thank you for your goodness that overtakes us day in and day out. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare, hallelujah, by faith that we're blessed going out and blessed coming in. We thank you, Lord God, for raising us up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul. We thank you for keeping those in our family. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for your new mercy, new grace, oh God. Hallelujah. That kind of help us on today. Hallelujah to your name, Father. Ooh, yes, God. We love you, Lord. Hey, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, let us be delivered. From every plan that's trying to consume our body. Those of us that are dealing with any type of sickness or disease, knowing you're known to man, Lord, we know you to be a healer. Today we ask in Jesus' name that healing take place, that healing bring forth in our bodies. Lord, release your healing virtue and anointing that we can decree and declare that by the stripes of Jesus that we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come to worship you as you desire this morning in truth and in spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Let your word go forth, Lord. Hallelujah. We send your word. It's your word. Hallelujah. Will not come back void. We decree the crown this mind today that you already worked it out, oh God, for our good. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible. But with man's oppressor, they shall bow short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship just to be doing something. When we come to you out of the intimate relationship that we have with you, Lord God, according to what David said in Psalm 42, 1 through 2 verse, as the deer pass from the water brook, so our soul has to be, oh God. Our soul thirsts for you, the living God. Amen. Our soul yearns, overwhelming desires, even pause for the voice of the Lord, our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our home, Father, this morning. Let this fire burn every increasing in each of us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of love, uphold us with thy free spirit, and let God be sanctified. Lord, if there be any wicked ways within us, or those in our family, oh God, let it be exposed right now and taken up away. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let there be no murmuring, complaining, bad mind, no evil. Keep calling us, oh God, that our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Sanctify our hearts, oh Lord. Give us with your spirit, your tender mercy, and loving kindness. That we sing praise to you all the days of our life. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, drain us the heart of worship. For we rejoice only in you, Father God. You are our joy and the lift up of our hands. Hallelujah. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in the rivers of your worship and truth. Let us, in the name of Jesus Christ, let our hands be lifted up so you won't be moving in there, making our life be a living sacrifice. Oh, sweet savor aroma, that it will be glorified upon it. And our life to praise and everything seems a life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, have your way. Hallelujah. Renew a right spirit within us. Let the mind of Christ arise within each of us. Call over every area of our lives. We hear all that we are to you. And we make the true praise and worship come forth from our inner man. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, that we worship our Heavenly Father and Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In the Spirit of God, with all truth and in spirit. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, your word is all praise, glory, and honor. There's no one greater than you, Lord. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare with the power of the Holy Ghost right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The word of God is being broken in us, and it's manifesting its papers right now. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you, and it's taking place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, and in his name we live, move, and have our being. Devil, ain't nothing you can do about it. Hiya. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hey, come on, everybody. Let's give God some praise right now. Hallelujah. Be free in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let God some praise right now. Hallelujah. Be free in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's give God some. Be free right now. Hallelujah. Because you're already free indeed. You already been set free. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want you to know every chain, every shackle that the enemy tried to put you in has been destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. It's been broken and destroyed. No more. No more. Hallelujah. When you be subject to that, that bondage never again, because Jesus has set you free. He set you free indeed, amen. There ain't no going back, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because that thing that was holding you down, holding you back, keeping you from your blessing has been destroyed, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, every prison gate has been broken off and destroyed. You are set free in the name of Jesus Christ. Keep on keeping on in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we decree and declare, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, and it is so, and it shall be no other way. Father God, we come praying for the loss of this world, God, and we come in and see, no God, with all faith. Lord, we pray that for the loss of this world this day, that every man, woman, and child from here to the farthest corners of the earth be saved. Hallelujah, we see them. We will intercede today. We yield our faith, believing that thousands this day have the opportunity to make Jesus their Lord and Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. We ask you, Lord God, of the harvest across the perfect labors across these lives, this day and even in this hour, to share the good news of the gospel in a special way so that they will listen and understand it, to help them that it will touch their hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And they may ask, how can I be saved? When they will rededicate their life to Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. We just see the crime that we will not be deceived by the evil one. For he's the steward of this world. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, those that are scared to go into hallelujah, doctor, or to operation, oh God. Lord, we pray, hallelujah, that you call forth your ordained doctors and medical staff to steal back your children. We count that in time of the wicked ones that's in the medical field, right there in the name of Jesus Christ, that they will not see their name or even their paperwork, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. We pray for divine promotion on the job of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, where the enemy thing is not qualified. Lord, we decree and declare that you have qualified your children for the position, oh God. Lord, we thank you that you turned it around, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, we know that you're possible. For the Bible tells us with man it's impossible. But with you, oh God, all things are possible. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. That when man say no, oh God, we understand and know know that you have a title there. We're always going to believe your report and not that of the world. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We put on us right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The full armor of God. Hallelujah, Lord, we just want to say thank you for your full armor that covers us and protects us. And we take the shield of faith and we quit every fire and door of the enemy should our way now or in the future. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it as we please to fill our hollow out time of the enemy, to destroy the works of the enemy. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We use your word for prayer. We use your word for God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The favor of those that you called. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. We use your word of God that keeps us. In the name of Jesus Christ. We use your word of God. Hallelujah. To bring back the remembrance of all that Christ said. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing back that Jesus said, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Father God, let's just pray right now. Hallelujah. Just show God. Bless and heal, deliver, and change our lives and those in our families from today onward. Help us to fight the good fight of faith in prayer and in warfare to win the battle. Release the grace over us right now to fight the warfare and win in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your name. Oh Lord, we pray that you would just put us in your back and use it. Lord, we will not take, please, friends, Lord, we will not take any of the glory, the praise, or the honor, for all belongs to you. We just thank you for the God for using us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, Lord, we pray, oh God, let us receive traveling grace and mercy to and from our destination today. Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We give the blood of Jesus Christ over our homes and all the over our vehicles and every form of transportation that we may take, the loads in our family may take on today, amen. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, a place, everywhere our feet may tread. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us and judges you shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord, and we receive it with all faith, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Of that, we decree and declare it, and so it shall be all the way. And we thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for you've done it all. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your finished work on the cross. We thank you, Lord, that when you said it is finished, amen, that it was finished, hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Glory to your name. We bless your name, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would just bless me in a mighty way, oh God. That your word is so full of God. Amen. So we come against the hindering spirit right now, every unteachable spirit, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit of fear, pride, oppression, depression, anxiety. We come against this spirit right now. Hallelujah. Every spirit of destruction and death, every spirit of sickness and disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction. We come against every spirit of addiction, anger, and resentment and bitterness, jealousy. We come against every spirit of competitiveness. We come against every spirit of the accuser of the brethren. Hallelujah. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every religious spirit of Levitan, spirit of Jezebel, any spirit that's operating in us or on this line or in our family, in our bloodline. We can also have the Holy Spirit. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare deliverance. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God, as we enter in, oh Lord. We bless your name, hallelujah. We are free, hallelujah, amen. Come on, let's just not complain. We are free, hallelujah. How many know you're free? You're free, you're free, you're free. Don't let depression, don't let fear, anxiety, or pride, or self-criticalness, amen, or whatever the enemy is speaking to you, amen, or whatever the enemy is placing, but don't let it stay. It can't stay, amen, because you're free, amen. Decree and declare, speak over yourself, encourage yourself, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, this day and this very hour as we come together, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare it. And it shall be the other way we thank you for, Lord, that we are redeemed, oh God, for your word, and let the redeemed say so. We say so today that we are redeemed. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We decree and declare, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we are blessed, amen, and that we are going from glory to glory to glory. Wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for, Lord, hallelujah, that we're sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise, amen. We're healed by the stripes of Jesus, which what we got is made us the lender, not the bar, amen. We're the head and not the tail, on top and not the knees, amen, hallelujah. Lord, and we just want to say thank you that we're children of God, born again of an incorruptible seed of the word of God, amen. We're co-heirs to the kingdom of God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on now, come on now, something to get excited about right now, hallelujah. We're setting God's promises right there in the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare that we're walking, hallelujah, in our season, a record-breaking miracles, amen, and we receive it in the body name of Jesus Christ. If you could just believe that for yourself, if you could believe that, amen, for your home, your household, whatever it is, hallelujah, we thank God, he's turning it around for our good, everything that the enemy has set out, Hallelujah, for evil that God is turning it around for our good, amen, hallelujah, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, we bless your name, Father God, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things that fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in all that believe, and it's in Jesus' name that we pray, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Come on, enter in. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God this morning. Amen. Come on in. Amen. Is everyone trickling in this morning? We thank God for you, for making the decision to be here in Sunday service with us here at the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas. Amen. Hallelujah. We're so excited this morning. Come on in. I see people trickling in this morning. Good morning. Good morning. And welcome, welcome, welcome. We want to welcome everyone this morning here. Amen. Glory to God. Let's give everybody a chance to come on in. I see people coming in. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome this morning. Amen. Church, I'm so excited this morning. I tell you, if you see me right now, look like I done ran a marathon. Hallelujah. I just thank God for the Holy Spirit. Amen. That moves. I mean, that is present here with us. And thank God for sending us a helper. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for all your help here and in Sunday service as we continue to flow in. Hallelujah, in the Holy Spirit this morning, just thanking God for the Holy Spirit, thanking God for his presence on this line. Lord, we just bless your holy name this morning, and definitely God is doing a new thing, amen. How many believe that God is doing a new thing in your life in this season, amen, hallelujah, and I want you to understand, you're coming out, hallelujah, victoriously, amen, no matter what it looked like, you're coming out in a wealthy place, amen. Glory to God. So welcome this morning, family. Welcome, church family. God bless you. We welcome you here in Houston, Texas. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. Our senior pastor is Pastor Dorsey Manning and Apostle Tawanika Manning, which is me, minister on the rosters, Minister Warren Green. Amen. Out of Illinois. Amen. We bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. We give our honor, praise, and glory to our Heavenly Father, who is the head of our life and the lift of our heads, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And thank you, God, for the Holy Spirit that operates in this, hallelujah, in this body of Christ here in this church. Amen. So we just thank God for you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And if your first time here with us, we want to welcome you personally. My husband and I, we want to welcome you. We want to pray for you and pray with you. If you would press one at this time, amen, we're going to join together and lift you up in prayer and welcome you here with the love of Christ. Amen. And we just thank you for being here with us on today. Don't be afraid. Amen. If it's your first time here, I want you to understand that's power in agreement, amen. The Bible tells us the prayer of the righteous availeth much, amen. So we want to pray for you. We want to pray, we know, pray with you. We want to touch and agree, whatever it is that you're going through, amen. We want to pray with you on today. If there's just anyone here that needs prayer on the line, though, we welcome our new brothers and sisters in Christ here today. But if you're here and you are a member, or you've come here, been with us for the last almost 3 years now, and you need prayer this morning, I know we have that time, but if that's what you're needing right now, amen, so that you can, hallelujah, be able to receive this morning, amen, We want to pray for you right now. So press 1 in the name of Jesus. Amen. I pray the joy of the Lord overtakes us all. Amen. Decree and declare in scripture, the joy of the Lord is our strength, is my strength. Amen. And I pray that the joy of the Lord just overtakes us all. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm talking about that unspeakable joy. People looking at you like, wait a minute, why are you so full of joy? Why are you so happy? What's going on with you? Amen. It's that unspeakable joy. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, that God is with us. Amen. He's never left us, no matter what it is. And though we may not understand, but we just thank God for being God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to move forward in our Sunday service. Again, I want to welcome y'all. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. I want you to know we love you all so much, and we just thank God for you. At this time, we're going to have our song selection from Brother Joe Washington. Sunday mornings, we always have our communion, so you prepare yourself, grab your cracker, your juice, or your wine and your bread or water, whatever it is that you would like to use to represent the body of Christ, you know, your water, if you have water, or if you don't have wine or juice, you know, you can use water, cracker, or bread. And protect your communion this morning with us. So we'll have that right after Brother Joe Washington blesses us in song. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Joe Washington, God bless you. Welcome.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be with y'all again today. I give all the honor to God, who is the head of my life, you know, and I know he's the head of your life, you know. I just give him all the praise. First, I would like to say, you know, I was in a revival meeting last night, and I got so full, you know, and I just want you to know he preached about set the table, set the table. Now, if you're a minister of God, you know what he meant when he preached about set the table. And I like to say, you know, I thank God for my family, which everybody's still praying for my nephew, Antonio Washington. He's still here with us. See, God knows everything. Also, I would like for y'all to pray for Deacon Brunson, a good friend of mine. He invited me to the revival meeting last night, and Lord knows he's going through something that God's going to have to deliver him from. When I seen him, I hadn't seen him in a while. When I saw him last night, all I could do was just hold back the tears. I tell you, I know God is able, but he's not the person that I seen in the past, because God, he's going through some stuff. Pray for the Brunson family. All I could do was say to him, well, just hold on. It's going to be all right. Pray for the family. Please do that. And this song is for him. I hope some of his children are listening to this song. It's an old song. I got a feeling everything going to be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Be all right, be all right, be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Whoa, I got a feeling everything is gonna be all right. Be all right, be all right. It's gonna be all right. Whoa, the Holy Ghost done told me everything is gonna be all right. Oh, the Holy Ghost done told me everything is gonna be all right. Oh, the Holy Ghost, it told me everything is gonna be all right. Gonna be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Oh, Jesus done told me everything is gonna be all right. Oh, Jesus done told me everything is gonna be all right. Don't you worry, church. Oh, Jesus done told me everything is gonna be all right. Be all right. Be all right. It's gonna be all right. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you.
I say that it is so and it shall be on the way, Lord. We lift up Brother Deacon Brunson right now, Lord God. And Lord, we pray that you would bless, oh God, heal, deliver, and set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we ask that you move swiftly, oh God, concerning your son, oh God, in the mighty way, oh God. We ask in Jesus' name that you bless the family, oh God. Lord, let peace reign in that family, oh God. Lord, let joy be restored, oh God. Let the hope be restored. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that every virtue that left the body of your son, that you restore him to overflowing right now, God. Amen. Let him receive that joy, oh God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you already have it worked out. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God keep you, Brother Joe. We thank God for you.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. Hope you all can hear me there. I know for a moment the system was a little delayed after Brother Joe Washington was singing. We were in prayer for Deacon Brunson, and we're believing God for turnaround in the name of Jesus. We know that God is able to do all things but fail. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to enter in and have communion at this time. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to take those out, and let's go ahead and partake in communion this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, and the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can now enter into communion with you at this time, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. Your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27 that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins. Forgive us of all of our transgressions. Forgive us of all of our iniquities. Forgive us of all of our trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ. Cleanse us each of all righteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins and all of our transgressions and all of our iniquities and trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you that we're not able to take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten, how you were married and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken, so our bodies may be healed. So we say by faith, by your stripes, and by your stripes alone, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us. We thank you for touching us. We thank you for healing us. So we now take this bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Lord. May you. Hallelujah. Your word says in 1 Corinthians, Lord, that after supper, Jesus, he took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. For your blood is our atonement. Your blood justifies us in the name of Jesus. It sanctifies us. Your blood redeems us and cleanses us and washes away all of our sins, washes away all of our iniquities and our trespasses and our transgressions. Your blood heals us in the holy name of Jesus. So we now take this cup in remembrance of you. You may drink, church. Thank you, thank you. It's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray with love and thanksgiving in our heart, and the whole church come together, and we do say amen.
Amen.
Amen. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. That's so good to know. That's so good to know all of our sins have been washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood.
Yes,
amen.
Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have, hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have our song selection, and then we'll prepare ourselves for the preached word. Amen. So stay with us.
God, we said tonight, amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight, we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
It's so amazing,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me, for every blessing,
for every blessing
given to me,
given to me,
for every valley,
for every valley.
To me,
and me, I don't deserve your love.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say, come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
Come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
For every valley,
for every valley,
you
amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have healed us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have set us free. Amen. We have made it to the message part of Sunday service this morning. We are so grateful. We are so grateful to be right here in this place to hear a word from the Lord. I would like for everyone to help me welcome my beautiful wife, this beautiful woman of God. God have anointed for this particular time to bring forth his word, willing to yield to the Holy Spirit, willing to pray for each and every one of you, devoted mother, devoted friend. She's a devoted daughter. Hallelujah. Devoted to her father, our father, devoted wife. Help me to welcome our apostle, Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Hallelujah. Yes. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. I said again, I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I tell you, I am so grateful, amen, to be here this morning, knowing that God has kept me, amen, knowing it could have been, should have been, would have been, but God, amen, when God is on your side, I want you to understand you're on the winning side, amen. You're not on the losing side, amen. Don't let the enemy speak to you and tell you, hey, you're defeated. Don't let the enemy speak to you and say, you're not good enough. Don't let the enemy speak to you at all, amen. You have the power and authority to silence the mouth of the enemy and destroy the works of the enemy, amen. So we don't live in fear. I had many people talk to me the other day how they were so in fear, and I said, God, I had to remind them what the Bible says, what Jesus said, what God said, amen. Hallelujah. We do not have the spirit of fear. It does not come from God. I want you to understand that he has given us, hallelujah, hallelujah, the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just thank God this morning. I'm excited.
Yeah.
My God, for the word that's going forward. Let us pray this morning as we enter in and receive what the Lord has said to his church. Amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Father God, I come, Lord God. Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity. Amen. And I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in and over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all, amen, of my life. And I just want to say thank you, hallelujah, by my mind to the mind of Christ, my will to your will, Father God, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, amen. And I just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, have your way in this service. Holy Spirit, have your way. Move mighty, amen, that all may be able to receive right now. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, I just thank God for this opportunity. I said I was going to work on slowing down a little bit, but I get so excited, amen, about the things of God. So I want to make sure that we get this message on today. Today, the message that's going forth is the Christian race. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're talking about the Christian race this morning, amen. If you turn with me this morning, church, to 1 Corinthians, amen, if you have your Bibles or your phones with the Bible app, amen, we'll turn to the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 through 27. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 through 27. Amen. I'm coming out of the New King James Version this morning. Again, it's 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 through 27. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 24, verse 27, hallelujah, do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. Verse 25 says, and everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown.
Yes.
Verse 26 says, therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air. Verse 27 says, but I discipline my body and bring it, hallelujah, into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself shall become disqualified. We're talking about the Christian race here. Winning a race requires, I want us to understand this, church, winning a race requires purpose and discipline. I don't know if you all ever been in track and field. Myself, I've been in track and field. My husband has played sports. Amen. And so if you've ever been an athlete, I should say, been an athlete, winning a race requires purpose and discipline. Apostle Paul uses this illustration here, hallelujah, in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 through 27 here. He uses this illustration to explain that the Christian life takes hard work, self-denial, and grueling preparation. See, as Christians, we are running toward our heavenly reward. See, the essential disciplines of prayer and Bible study and worship equips us to run with vigor and stamina. Don't merely observe from the grandstand. Don't just turn out to jog a couple of laps each morning. Train diligently. Your spiritual progress depends upon it. Amen? See, it's at times we must even give up something good in order to do what God wants us to do. See, each person's special duties determine the discipline and denial that he or she must accept. See, without a goal, discipline is nothing but self-punishment. With the goal of pleasing God, our denial seems like nothing compared to the eternal imperishable reward that we will receive. Amen? That will be ours. Amen? We're talking about the Christian race. When Apostle Paul says in verse 27, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. See, when Apostle Paul says he might be disqualified, he does not mean that he would lose his salvation, but rather that he could lose his privilege of telling others about Christ. See, it is easy to tell others how to live and then not take our own advice, amen, that we do not take that same advice that we're giving others. See, we must be careful to practice what we preach. Hallelujah. We must be careful to practice what we preach. Amen. As we're talking about the Christian race this morning, there are three classes. First, let's talk about it. We have the first, the non-competitors. The non-competitors, when we look into the book of Philippians 3, 18 and 19, the Bible says, for many walk of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even the weeping that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Verse 19 says, whose end is destruction, whose God is in their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. We're talking about the Christian race. We're talking about the non-competitors now. See, these are self-indulged Christians, people who claim to be Christians but don't live up to Christ's model of servanthood and self-sacrifice. See, these people satisfy their own desire before even thinking about the needs of others. These are the non-competitors. Now, hallelujah. And then secondly, the failing competitors. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 3 and 15, it says, if anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. See, in the church built on Jesus Christ, each member would be mature, spiritually sensitive, and doctrinally sound. However, the Corinthian church was filled with those whose work was insensitive. Their work was like wood and hay and straw members who were immature and insensitive to one another and vulnerable to wrong doctrine. See, the church must be built on Christ, amen, must be built on Christ and not on any other person or principle. See, God will determine whether or not that they have been faithful to Jesus in instructions. Amen. I want us to understand that God does this. God will determine whether or not they have been faithful to Jesus instructions. Amen. We got to look at ourselves. Have we been faithful to the instructions of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? See, good work will be rewarded. Unfaithful or inferior work will be discounted. We're talking about the Christian race this morning. And third, winning competitors. Amen. We're talking about the winning competitors. And the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, 7 and 8, it says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Amen. Verse 8 says, finally there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, amen, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Amen. So as he neared, we're talking about Apostle Paul here, as he neared the end of his life, Apostle Paul could confidently say he had been faithful to his call, that he could face death calmly, knowing that he would be rewarded by Christ. Amen. See, the good news is that heavenly reward is not just for giants of faith like Apostle Paul, but for all who eagerly looking forward to Jesus' second coming. Amen. Apostle Paul gave these words to encourage Timothy and us that no matter how difficult the fight seems, keep fighting. Amen. When we are with Jesus Christ, we will discover that, hallelujah, that it was all worth it. Amen. In the Roman athletic games, of church, a laurel wreath, amen, was given to the winners, a symbol of triumph and honor. It was the most coveted prize in the ancient Roman times. See, this is probably what Apostle Paul was referring to when he spoke of a crown, but his, hallelujah, would be a crown of righteousness. See, although Apostle Paul would not receive an earthly reward, he would be rewarded in heaven, amen? So whatever you may face, discouragement, persecution, or death, we know, amen, we know our reward is with Christ in heaven. Hallelujah. We're talking about the Christian race. Now, there are conditions for competition. There are conditions for competition. Amen. Amen. One, hallelujah, church, we must be a citizen. You must be a citizen. The Bible says in Ephesians 2 and 19 that now, therefore, you are no longer strangers, foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. See, a church building is sometimes called God's house. See, in reality, God's household is not a building but a group of people. He lives in us, amen, hallelujah, and shows himself to be a watching world through us, amen. See, people can see that God is love and that Christ is Lord as we live in harmony with each other and in accordance with what God says in his word. We are citizens of God's kingdom and members of his household. Hallelujah. Understand that the conditions for the competition, and two, blameless. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans 8 and 1 that there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. He has declared us not guilty, church. He has declared us not guilty and has offered us freedom from sin and power to do his will. And three, we must offer himself. Amen. We must offer ourselves. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans 12 and 1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. See, God wants us to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, daily laying aside our own desires to follow, hallelujah, his will, his way, amen, to follow him, putting all our energy and resources at his disposal and trusting him to guide us. We do this out of gratitude that our sins have been forgiven. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to understand we're talking about the Christian race this morning. Amen. How many of y'all know y'all running a race? Amen, hallelujah. How many of y'all know you're running a race and you're already really winning? You just got to keep on keeping on. Amen. You got to just keep the faith and keep on pressing in and pressing on day after day. Amen, hallelujah. But I want you to understand as we run this Christian race, hey, we run it with victory. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, but there's something for us to do. There's something for you to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Number four, we must be accepted. We must be accepted. The Bible says in Ephesians 1 and 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. See, he made us accepted in the beloved means that God graciously accepted us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on. God has graciously accepted us, though we don't deserve it. Now that we belong to his dearly loved son, we have been accepted into the beloved. That's enough to shout about this morning, church. I wanted to understand how we are running the Christian race. There are conditions in the race. There are conditions, church, in the race. One, we must start right. We must start right. Amen. Hallelujah. We must start right, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in John 10 and 9, he must start right. I'm at the door. So if anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in, hallelujah, and out and find pasture. So we must start right. Two, we must keep to the course. Amen. We must stay the course. We must keep to the cause. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to understand, church, as we're talking about the Christian race, there's conditions in the race, and we must keep the course. The Bible says in John 14:6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. See, Jesus said he is the only way to God, to God the Father. See, some people may argue that this way is too narrow. See, but in reality, church, it is wide enough for the whole world if the world chooses to accept it. See, instead of worrying about how limited it sounds to have only one way, we should be saying thank you, God, for providing a sure way to get to you. Amen? I want you to understand, church, as we run this Christian race, we must keep to the course. Amen? My Lord, my God, I pray that God will strengthen us, that we be our strength, that we will keep the course. Amen? Hallelujah. That we will not turn back, that we will keep on walking by faith and not by sight, because there are conditions in the race. Amen? Number three, I want you to know that we must be stripped. Hallelujah, there's a stripping. The Bible says in Hebrews 12:1 that therefore we also, since we are, hallelujah, surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. See, I want us to understand the Christian life involves hard work. It requires us to give up whatever endangers our relationship with God, to run patiently and to struggle against sin with the power of the Holy Spirit to live effectively. We must keep our eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't let your eyes, hallelujah, come out from that is in front of you. See, I want you to understand we're running a Christian race and we must be stripped of those things that's going to hold us back. We must be stripped of those weights. We must lay every weight aside. My Lord, my God, I want you to understand, church, we're running a race, hallelujah, but we're running with victory in the name of Jesus Christ. No matter what it looks like, no matter what may be in the way, we have the resurrection power that we can overcome every obstacle in this race in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, I want you to understand in this Christian race, you can scale the walls of the enemy, amen, because you have the resurrection power working on the inside. Though we run this race, we're not running it alone. Hallelujah. How many know that God is with us as we run this race? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want to understand, church, we are running a Christian race. Hallelujah. See, doing this race, church, hallelujah, there's causes of failure. I want you to understand what those causes of failures are. One, turning or backsliding. The Bible says in Acts 7:39, whom our fathers would not obey, but rejected in their hearts, they turned back to Egypt. I want you to understand the causes of failure in this Christian race. Two, the tripping and careless walking. The Bible says in John 11:10, but if one walks in the night, he stumbles, but because the light is not in him, I want you to understand, day pitches the knowledge of God's will, and night the absence of this knowledge. So when we move ahead in darkness, we will be likely to stumble. I want you to understand, church, we are running a Christian race, and there are causes of failure during this race that we run. Three, being tired and weary. Well, I want you to understand, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm tired or weary walking. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, that will cause us to fail in this Christian race. The Bible says in Malachi 1:13, you also say, oh, what a weariness, and you snare at it, says the Lord of hosts, and you bring the stolen, the lamb and the sick. Thus you bring an offering. Should I accept this from your hands, says the Lord, as you're operating tired and weary? I want you to understand this causes failure in this Christian race. Hallelujah. Worship was a weariness of those priests. Back in those times, see, too many think that following God is supposed to make life easy and more comfortable. They are looking for a God of convenience. The truth is that it is often takes hallelujah, hard work to live by God's high standards. He may call us to face poverty or suffering, but if some, hallelujah, but if you're serving God, it's more important to us than anything else. What we must give up is a little importance compared to what we gain have eternal life with God. I want us to understand, amen, hallelujah, that we're running a Christian race. Hallelujah. See, when God calls you, are you willing to let go of those things that you hold near and dear, those things that you're possessed of this world, amen? Hallelujah. I want you to understand God has peace for you in this race. God has joy for you in this race. God has healing for you in this race. I want you to, God has everything in his hands in this race. My Lord, my God, it's not one good thing that God would withhold from his children in this race. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, we bless your name, oh Lord. As we understand and know on today, church, we're running a Christian race. And as we run this race with endurance, with all faith, understanding our prize is before us. Amen. I'm not talking about the worldly things. I'm not talking about possessing the things of this world. I'm not talking about an Oscar or Emmy. I'm not talking about those type of rewards. I'm talking about the reward of eternal life, to live with Jesus. Hallelujah. No more pain, no more sickness, amen? In the name of Jesus Christ, no more heartache, hallelujah, no more suffering. My Lord, my God, then we're all victorious in this race, hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you. As I close out today, hallelujah, hallelujah, as I close out today, hallelujah, in this Christian race, hallelujah, many have already given up, amen, because they didn't realize who they had that was carrying them through, amen. My Lord, my God, I want you to understand, church, as we run this Christian race, we are not alone.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We should be running for Christ and not ourselves. And we must always keep him in sight as we run this Christian race.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your word on today. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you allow the scriptures, oh God, every word that went forth, oh God, in this preaching this morning, God, let it take root in us, amen. Let it be engraved on our hearts and on our minds, oh Lord, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace as we run this Christian race. And Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, let us receive revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word this morning that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, all that's here in service on today, Father God, Lord, I pray for open heaven. Lord, that you will pour out your blessings, that we won't have room enough to receive. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, others will be blessed by the overflow. Lord, let us receive fresh oil, fresh anointing right now, fresh strength, fresh revelation, fresh manna as we run this Christian race. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. We receive, we run this race, and we win. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. The doors of the church are open at this time, and there'll be one today.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
If you have ever prayed the prayer of salvation before, and you heard this word today, and you realize that you're out of the race, and you heard this word today, and you never prayed the prayer of salvation, but today your heart's desire is to be filled with the Holy Spirit, is to be born again and to be filled with the Holy Spirit, will you press one?
Yes, Lord.
And we thank God that right there where you are right in the right place at the right time to be filled with the Holy Ghost, to be born again and filled with the Holy Ghost, right there where you are.
Thank you, Lord.
If you are, if you're not on the line, if you're on the internet, do call in 845-277-9213 and press 1. And Apostle Tony and I, we will help you to pray the prayer of salvation. you know, this is so important in your life. A lot of times, most times we take life for granted as if we have eternity to live in this right here world.
Yes,
and here it is, when the end comes, nobody wants to be that spirit that it's time up and you did not receive God into your life, did not receive Jesus into your life.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Will you press one? If you are in need of prayer, now is the time to come to the altar to pray about those things. If you heard this word today, and there's something that quickened your spirit, and something that you realize that you need to give it to Jesus, will you press one?
Yes.
Hallelujah. I thank God that we can even come to the throne of grace for our brothers and our sisters, our friends and family members. God have made a way to where you can pray for a family member or a friend. So if there's a family member or a friend that you want to pray for, now is the time.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are looking for a church home, Apostle Talnik and I, we would love to disciple you. We would love for you to be a part of the Gospel Public Ministry. Right there where you are, whether you be in Louisiana or Mississippi, whether you be in Oakland, whether you be in Chicago, Illinois, New York City. We have people that are in attendance from everywhere, from all areas of the United States, some even out of country, you know, that tune in. So we thank God there is no time and no distance in spirit. We would love to love you. That's what we're saying. Will you press one? If you believe that this is the place where you can eat, where you can grow, well, we can help you to run the Christian race. Hallelujah. Everybody needs a little help. Everybody needs some help. Amen. We press one. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single body that showed up to Sunday service that heard your word. We pray, Father God, that your word, that it take root into their mind and take root into their heart. For them not to be the same, but to be changed. To be changed into that very image of who you are. Be changed into the image of Christ Jesus. Represent the body of Christ. This is our prayer, Father God. Represent the kingdom, your kingdom, Father God. Being filled with your word. Hallelujah. Flourishing, Father God, in your power. Not our power, not the world's power, but your power in the name of Jesus.
In the
and
name
we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus, that it is so.
Thank you, Lord.
We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over every single one, over us, over every single thing that is concerning about us, our thoughts, our lives, our relationships, our finances, our home, our children. Every single thing that is concerning us, Father God, our bodies, hallelujah. And we say that all is well. All is well in the name of Jesus. We are overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
Yes,
so by faith we receive all that we prayed about today. And it's in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray. The whole church do say amen, amen again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God's so good.
Yes, God. Yes, he is. Glory to God. We thank God this morning. Amen. I pray that I was able to receive, amen, the word this morning and take root in us all. Amen. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. Amen. If you said to sow today and tithes and offering, amen, you send those over to Pastor Chantel. If you have Cash App, that's Pastor Chantel, spelled with an S, S-H-A-N-T-E-L-L. Amen. Or if you have Zelle, you send it over to the number of 832-989-3649. Again, for Zelle, it's 832-989-3649. Amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you bless us to be a blessing, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for your words that you give seed to the soil. So we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that we do have that seed to plant in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We water by faith, Lord God, for your word says that you give the increase. So we thank you for the increase, oh God, that we increase, oh God, in our health and our strength, our peace, our joy, our happiness, in our relationships, oh God, in our finances, support, oh God, in your word mostly, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Dear Jesus, make us an ministry for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offering and cause them to multiply when we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money as it comes to us. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity, to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It's not frugality, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart that we give on today, Lord God, and we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our announcements. Amen. Hallelujah. Our announcements today. Today is October the 30th, 2022. Amen. This month is almost up. Amen. We'll be entering into November here next week. I'm so excited for what God is doing, you know, even right now, you know, this year. And I just thank God for his favor and blessing and guidance and protection. Amen. Our announcements today, amen, here at the Gospel Public Ministries, we're senior pastors, Pastor Dorsey Manning and Apostle Tawanika Manning. Our minister on the roster is Minister Lauren Green. Amen. The announcements are as following. Mondays at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer. Please join us, you all. Set your alarms to remind you. I know some of you all live in New York, New Jersey, up north, and the times are different. Amen. We'd love to be able to have you on. It's one day out the week, and Mondays at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join us. Amen. It's a powerful time when we come together, amen, trusting God for it all together on one accord. So please set your alarm, set your calendar, whatever you need to set to be in position on Monday nights at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time here on the church line for our intercessory prayer together. On Wednesdays, we have our Bible study. Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're still in the study of the power of grace. So join us. We're having a good time in that study. Amen. So, again, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on Wednesday nights. Join us then. On Sundays, we have our two services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We thank God for blessing both of the services. Amen.
Amen.
And we just thank God for what God is doing. We're receiving the newness of God, you know, each and every day, new mercies and new grace. Also, we are just trusting God to go back out, amen, because we are the Gospel Public Ministries. We're called to go out, go ye therefore. So we're just trusting God to be able to have a date and time to give to you all that are actually here in Houston, Texas, to be able to go out with us, to be able to minister and, you know, and feed the flock, amen. So we're trusting y'all to come together with us. When we get that time, we'll let you all know. And those that are not in Houston, Texas, to be able to sow into our, sow into the street ministry as we go out, amen. And so we just thank God for the opportunity. Again, we're looking forward to those days to come up, and we'll definitely give those to you all so that you all can participate in the way that you are able to when you're located. Amen. We do want to wish everyone that's celebrating a birthday this month of October. Happy birthday to you. Amen. We pray that God will continue to bless you, keep you, strengthen you. Amen. Empower you with the Holy Spirit. Amen. That you receive joy, unspeakable joy.
Yes,
that God
Lord
will bless you with long life, good health, and strength. Amen. That you have a blessed day. We celebrate our daughter's birthday, Kenya. She turned 18 on October the 23rd.
Amen.
And I don't know who else is having a birthday this month, but happy birthday on my aunt and my sister. So we have a couple people here in October. So happy birthday. Have a happy, blessed day.
Always.
Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Anyone that's celebrating a wedding anniversary this month of October, happy anniversary to you and yours. We pray that God will continue to strengthen your marriage, be the strength of your marriage, amen, the center of your marriage, and that God would increase you all in love and peace and joy and happiness and unity, amen, in all the days of your life. We pray that God will continue, that you all will live a long, healthy life together in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. That does conclude our announcements for today, Sunday, October the 30th, 2022. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. We here at the Gospel Public Ministry, Senior Pastor Doris St. Man and myself, Apostle Tavonis and Minister Lauren Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function with excellency. Amen. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we bless you and we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Manny.
Amen, amen. I pray that every single one was able to experience the word of God today. When I say experience, I'm talking about experiencing your mind and experiencing it in your heart.
Yes,
so you have something that you'll be able to use. Amen. I know I got something. We're running a Christian race. Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
Thank God for equipping us to be able to run this race. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody in the whole church do say amen, amen again.
Amen,
God bless you,
amen.
God keep
hallelujah.
You. We invite you to join us here at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time for our evening service, 2 p.m. I'll be heading that service at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. I don't know exactly what time it is in your time zone, but the time zone we're in is it'll be 2 p.m. But if not, you know, do enjoy your Sunday. Enjoy your Sunday in the name of Jesus. Stay in the word of God. Don't allow Satan to strip the word of God out of your minds and out of your mouth. That's what he comes to do after the word is being preached, you know, to get your mind off of the word of God. God bless you. May God keep you. Apostle Tyler and I, we love you. And as we always say, we can never love you more than God loves you, no matter how hard we try. Satan has already been defeated, church, and because Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time,
that's all I really need, just
one time.
wait till I see you.
One time.
One. I wanna wake up in my heavenly home. All my people bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pray just for all of my days until I finally stop breathing. Yeah. Sing and shout, well done. Then I.